The East Side has large areas with problems finding fresh food, much less a coffee drive-through. Council President Darius Pridgen says the coffee establishment is a sign things are getting a little better.
It's definitely a sign of progress when you talk about even a few blocks away from the proposed Tim Hortons, supposed to be a grocery store in downtown Buffalo, close to the East Side. So we are seeing some businesses come into the East Side that would not have even looked our way in the past.
The Timmy's at Michigan and William will be built by Ellicott Development. CEO William Palladino.
Tim Hortons as a company, and this franchisee specifically, we recently put another location up on Niagara Street. That this is the same franchisee's location, and it's proven tremendously successful. Michigan Avenue is a highly traveled street, and they like the traffic patterns there. But I think Tim Hortons, as I said, as a company and the franchisee, as the individual store operator here, I think they're seeing new opportunities in the East Side.
Ellicott Development has a lot of properties verging on the East Side. Palladino says he sees things changing.
The neighborhood is improving over in the Michigan Avenue corridor. I think it's been an underserved neighborhood for a long time. And I think Tim Hortons and ourselves as developers want to continue to see the city push more into the East Side.
Not so fast. That's from UB planning professor Henry Lewis Taylor, director of the University Center for Urban Studies. Taylor says building a Tim Hortons is a sign of the historically struggling neighborhood changing.
The Tim Horton is anchoring that change process. And it's located there because of its proximity to downtown, as well as its proximity to rising neighborhood that is becoming home to an increasing number of whites.
Finding older buildings to convert into market-rate housing has meant developers moving deeper into the East Side, like the development at Michigan and Broadway, across from the Colored Musicians Club. Taylor says that could mean the coffee and bakery hiring young people who live around it for their first job might lead to them being forced out by gentrification.
On the one hand, it is good that that activity will create some entry-level jobs for blacks. The danger that we have to watch and monitor very closely is that it could also be the beginnings of neighborhood. It could accelerate a neighborhood change process that displaces those very people who are employed at that spot.
Pridgen says companies moving into the East Side are more interested in hiring people from the East Side, and he sees places like Tim Hortons giving young people that first step into the world of work as the subway his True Bethel Church ran in its East Ferry Street home.
Our business model was finding people from this area. And one of the good things is that we're finding fewer people who are unemployed in some areas where there were a higher rate of unemployment. Now, that's not to say that we still don't have an unemployment situation, but it's encouraging when people don't have to go out to the suburbs in order to work, especially in some of these first jobs, because they're young people.
Construction might not start until spring because Ellicott Development is talking with the city and with the neighborhood, which isn't enthused about more businesses, and with other interest groups to make the building look like the red brick buildings of the historic Michigan Avenue corridor while having the design features of a Tim Hortons, similar to what Ellicott built on Niagara Street. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.